Okay, think about this for a second. You need someone, like, right now. Short-term job. Maybe moving some heavy boxes. Or just an extra hand at some weekend event you're running. Where does your mind go first? Probably those, you know, big professional job sites. But what if I told you there's this surprisingly effective place a lot of folks overlook for real hiring needs?
Yeah, it's funny how we sort of pigeonhole platforms, isn't it? We think, oh, that site is for this kind of job, and we might miss out on, well, really efficient options.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what we're digging into today. We're going to explore using Craigslist gigs.
Yeah.
Craigslist. For finding good people fast without breaking the bank. We've been looking at some stuff from distribute.io on this. And the mission here for you listening is to figure out if Craigslist gigs could actually be a smart tool for your hiring toolbox. Could it save you time? Money. Let's see.
Okay, so Craigslist gigs. Why should people even, you know, give it a second look beyond just selling an old couch?
Well, distribute.io kind of frames it as this best-kept secret, especially for those, like, short-term gigs, contract work, freelance stuff. Think about it. Everyone's fighting for attention on LinkedIn or Indeed, which costs a lot.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Craigslist has this huge audience. Maybe not a first place you think of for hiring, but it's there.
And the scale is massive. You're talking millions of people looking at listings every day. Just that sheer volume means there's a pool of candidates you might just be ignoring.
Exactly. Distribute.io hits on that reach hard. But also the cost. That's a big one. Compared to traditional job boards where, wow, the cost can really climb, Craigslist is, well, super affordable. And they claim it's high converting, so you get eyeballs and results, supposedly, without that huge price tag.
That affordability piece could be massive, couldn't it? Especially for, like, small businesses, startups, or just individuals needing quick help on a budget. And then there's the local angle, too.
Yes. Good point. You can zero right in on your specific town or neighborhood. If you need someone physically present for a task, like tomorrow, that local focus is gold. Why wade through applications from 50 miles away when the job is, you know, just down the street?
Okay, so the why makes sense. Affordable, huge reach, local focus. But what kinds of jobs actually work well there? Is it just for, you know, odd jobs?
Distribute.io gives some really helpful specific categories, which is great. They talk about general labor, obviously, movers, warehouse folks, construction help, handyman services. Makes total sense, right? Often immediate needs. Got to be local.
It does. And for people looking for that kind of work, it's probably one of the first places they check, you know, quick, direct access.
Then, interestingly, creative and design. Think graphic designers, maybe content writers, photographers, video editors. Now, this suggests it's not just labor. For smaller, like, one-off creative projects, maybe it's an option.
Yeah, like freelance creatives looking to fill gaps or build their portfolio. It could be a way to connect directly with clients who maybe aren't looking for a big agency commitment, just need a specific task done.
Also on their list, tech and IT gigs. Web developers, software testers, freelance programmers. Now, hold on. You're probably not finding your next VP of engineering there, but maybe for a specific short-term tech task, fixing a website bug, setting something up, it could potentially be a fast way to find someone with those skills.
Exactly. Think short-term, targeted skills, not necessarily building a whole dev team, but accessing specific expertise for a defined project duration.
Okay. Moving on. Event staffing. That feels like a natural fit.
Yeah.
Catering help, bartenders, security, brand ambassadors for a promo event. These roles are often temporary by nature.
Oh, totally crucial for events and hospitality. You need that flexibility, that ability to scale up staff quickly, sometimes with very little notice. Craigslist fits that.
And then delivery and driving. You know, courier work, last mile delivery drivers, maybe even rideshare related gigs, the whole gig economy vibe.
Yep. That whole infrastructure for moving stuff and people around often needs immediate availability, which Craigslist can provide access to.
And finally, household services. Cleaning, furniture assembly, home repairs. Again, super local, often pretty urgent need. So if you're listening and nodding along thinking, yeah, I sometimes need that kind of help, then maybe Craigslist gigs is worth a closer look.
So let's talk ROI then. The return on investment. What's the practical payoff here?
Distribute.io really emphasizes that low cost, high visibility thing again. You're getting your posts seen by a lot of people, potentially, without the big spend of other platforms. It's like getting more bang for your buck, maybe.
And lower cost directly impacts ROI, right? Your recruitment spend stretches further. Maybe you can post more often or just save the cash.
Right. Plus speed. They talk about faster hiring. Getting applications potentially within hours, not weeks, when you need someone. Like, now that speed is huge.
That quick turnaround is definitely a game changer, especially in, you know, fast-moving industries or when you just get hit with a sudden need. And that local talent pool we mentioned, that feeds into the speed too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You're hitting people nearby who are actively looking for this kind of immediate work. It just cuts down the time.
And it's scalable too, apparently. Distribu.io mentions it's not just for one-off hires. They suggest you can actually get a consistent flow of applicants if you need, say, a larger temporary team for a project or a seasonal rush.
That sounds pretty good. But, okay, let's be real. Posting the same job ad manually on, like, 10 different city Craigslists?
Yeah.
That sounds painful. Really time-consuming.
Uh-huh. That's a very fair point. And that's exactly where tools like the one Distribu.io offers are meant to step in. They know that manual posting is time-consuming and repetitive. That's the problem they're trying to solve.
Okay. So how do they fix it? What's the solution?
Yeah. Well, basically, automation. Their platform lets you push your job description out to multiple Craigslist locations all at once from one central place. So instead of logging in, copying, pasting, logging out, repeat, you manage it centrally. Saves a ton of admin headache.
Automation. Okay, that makes sense. Big time saver. What else? Is it just about posting?
No, they also help with optimizing the job description itself. It's not just about getting it out there, but making it effective. So they offer tools or guidance to help you write posts that are more engaging, maybe use the right keywords people are searching for, get better quality applicants responding.
Right, because a badly written ad won't work well anywhere, will it? Doesn't matter the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, makes sense. And then what about all the replies coming in? That could be chaos.
Yeah, so they offer a centralized dashboard. You can see how your posts are doing, track clicks or applications, and manage all the responses in one spot. Keeps you from drowning in emails or having to constantly check a dozen different Craigslist postings. Much more organized.
So the main idea is streamlining it all. Taking the potential reach of Craigslist, but removing the clunky parts, making it easier to actually use effectively for hiring.
That's pretty much it. Removing friction, saving time, improving the chances of actually finding the right person through that channel. Now, stepping back a bit, Distribu.io also talks more broadly about job distribution in general in some of their news pieces.
Okay, yeah, let's zoom out. What's the bigger picture here from their perspective, beyond just Craigslist?
Well, a big theme is future-proofing your hiring. Things change so fast, right? They stress needing recruitment processes that are faster, smarter, scalable, and importantly, integrated. You need an adaptable hiring engine, basically.
Future-proofing, yeah, that makes sense. You can't just keep doing things the old way forever. Things are definitely changing constantly.
Exactly. And they make a strong link between integrated job distribution and candidate quality. It's not just about volume spraying your job everywhere. It's about getting it to the right places where the best candidates for that role actually are. Quality, not just quantity.
That is such a key point. Because wading through hundreds of unqualified applicants is just a massive time sink.
Totally. And they also bring up ATS integrations, applicant tracking systems. For listeners maybe not familiar, an ATS is software to manage your hiring pipeline, track candidates, etc. Integrating your job posting tools with your ATS makes everything smoother. Faster data flow, better tracking, more precision in who you reach and how you manage them.
Okay, so it's about connecting the dots, making sure your job ads aren't just floating out there, but are plugged into your actual hiring workflow efficiently.
Precisely. A cohesive end-to-end process, from getting the word out strategically to managing candidates effectively to making that hire faster.
All right, so let's bring this home for the listener. What's the main takeaway here?
I think it's that Craigslist gigs, maybe surprisingly, has real potential. It can be a valuable, very cost-effective, and fast way to find certain kinds of help, especially for those short-term contract or freelance needs. It's probably worth reconsidering if you've dismissed it before.
So the big question for you listening is, do your current hiring needs kind of match up with those categories where Craigslist gigs seems to work well? You know, general labor, quick creative jobs, event help, delivery, household stuff. Is that a pain point for you?
And if you're thinking, yeah, actually, that is something I struggle with, then maybe checking out tools like Distribu.io could make sense to sort of smooth out the process and make it less of a hassle, more effective.
Definitely some food for thought there.
So maybe a final thing to chew on as we wrap up. What's your biggest challenge right now when you need short-term help or someone with a very specific skill quickly?
Yeah, and ask yourself, could looking beyond the usual suspects, maybe giving a platform like Craigslist gigs another look, actually be part of the answer?
Because ultimately, knowing all your options, understanding the different channels available, That's really key to hiring smarter and faster in today's world.